All right. So the homogeneous Poisson process, and it's often abbreviated HPP, is a convenient and easy to use process or model, I should say, if it meets a handful of very specific criteria, much like the exponential distribution in my book. It has been used in the past because it is very easy to use and very easy to make calculations. So it's one of those that you may well see examples in the exam because the calculations are straightforward and it exercises those concepts that we need to know in the body of knowledge and for our work as a reliability engineer. Now, the homogeneous Poisson process, the homogeneous part just means that every interval, every piece of that wire being a classic example of a Poisson process, has the same probability of having a repair event or a failure. So if I'm looking at wire, say I'm looking at every inch, or I'm looking at every quarter inch, or I'm looking at every foot, if I'm looking at whatever unit of measure I'm looking at, every single unit will have the same chance of having a failure or a defect or something like that. So the idea is that it's constant, much like the exponential distribution where we have a constant hazard rate. In the homogeneous Poisson process, we have a very similar concept, is that the chance of failure within every unit of time is the same. So it's essentially the number of occurrences, number of events per interval is the same. So it even has the exponential e to the negative lambda t kind of convention here. It has a single parameter, all those kinds of things. And so lambda t is the mean and the variance of the Poisson process. And as you recall, for an exponential distribution, lambda is the mean and the variance also. So it's very, very similar to the exponential distribution. But in this case, we're counting the number of, say, repair events or number of occurrences. So it provides a slightly different structure, a little bit different formula, but it's appropriate when you have a constant repair rate. Right. So what that means is that within every interval, in this case, we'll think of repair rates as in, say, every day or every week, it has an exponentially distributed chance to fail within that period of time. And that probability of failure remains the same for every interval. So like the exponential, it's memoryless. And if we do a repair, it puts it back to new. The system is as if it was brand new. Now, in some cases, this may be appropriate, where the change in the actual underlying failure rate doesn't change enough that we care about it. So we may be able to make this assumption and get useful information. In many systems, though, much like the car I had when I was in high school, it was pretty obvious that the whole thing was getting older, and one system after another was having trouble, and the frequency of repairs was anything but constant, other than constantly increasing. So let's do a quick example. If I have what's the probability of a failure occurring? And if I have a failure rate of 0.02 and a typical 40-hour work week, although I haven't seen one of those in quite a while, how would we solve this? Well, if we use the homogeneous Poisson process and its basic cumulative distribution function, f of t, which is essentially the exponential distribution, it's what it really looks like to me, I think it's identical, we would plug in the lambda and we have 40 hours of t and run out some calculations and finding that it has a little over 7%, say 8%, chance of failing within a week, given that failure rate. So that works out pretty well. We can easily find out when we have and it's a separate exercise, is, well, what's an acceptable failure rate or what's an unacceptable failure rate? But basically, what's our maintenance strategy? If we really do have a homogeneous Poisson process, how do we go about planning for maintenance? Now, if we do a repair, it puts it back in the exact same state it was before the repair, brings it back up and running, but it doesn't change the failure rate at all. And if you think through this, there's no advantage to doing a repair. If unlike my old car, if I knew the fuel pump was about to fail and I replaced it with a new fuel pump, then the chance of that particular item would decrease in its failure rate. It would be a new fuel pump, not an old worn out one that was about to go. So I would change it from a high risk failure probability to a lower risk. And overall, this car system would be affected, whatever its contribution to its overall failure rate was from just the fuel pump, but it would go down slightly. But if your overall system is truly following a homogeneous Poisson process, what would your maintenance strategy be? You know, would it make sense to do preventative maintenance other than, say, lubrication, which is, you know, that the oil is breaking down, or the lubrication is breaking down. So it's one of these things to think through is, depending on your model, you're making some policy decisions, basically, for what your maintenance strategy should be. So if you know things are wearing out, preventative maintenance makes a lot of sense. If it's not, then it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to go out and do preventative maintenance. Obviously, every system's pretty complex, and it may have different strategies for different parts of your system. Just be aware of that. Assuming a homogeneous Poisson process pretty much assumes a fix when it fails type strategy. Next section, we'll look at some of the terminology used, and then we're going to be getting into some of the calculations and then very quickly into the non-homogeneous Poisson process.